Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa! They say the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Call me the big pill. Dr. Funkenstein, the disco fiend with the monster sound. The cool goo with the bum transplant.
Bone connected to my thigh bone connected to my leg bone connected to my ankle bone.
I get so hung up on bones. Dr. Funkenstein here.
Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hips.
We love you, you Funkenstein. Your bone is the best.
Talk!
Take my body and give it to mine. You walk with the rest.
Kiss me on my ego. Flipping, ego tripping, and body snatching.
Don't blow your mind.
Coming to you directly from the mothership. Pulling up the last leg of the feet pump. With your mind.
We love you, Funk, you Funkenstein. Your funk is the best.
Let me hear it for me.
Take my body and give it to mine. You funk with the rest. Hit me with the one and win. If you like, hit me again.
Well,
we
all
love
right.
You, Funkenstein.
A microbiologically speaking, when I start churning, burning, and turning,
it'll make your atoms move so fast, expanding your molecules, causing a friction fire, burning you on your neutron, causing you to scream, hit me in the proton. Baby!
Y'all got your sunglasses on out there.
Get down on it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Soul Train. We are the hippest trip in America. Come on, ride the big train. For I am Don Cornelius. I'm Don Cornelius. And this is Old Train. Oh, man. Hey, y'all. Let's give folks a couple of minutes to get in the room. You dig? Yo, what up, Dre? Come on, nigga. Shake your ass. Watch yourself. You tuned in to the Iceman Show. I'm your host, the Iceman. More bounce to the ounce than I say what counts. Don't nobody go home till the fat man gets it in. What's happening, chocolate people? And everybody in between. This is Don't $5 Donation Tuesday. As you guys already know, this is Giving Tuesday or something like that. I'm asking you to donate to a black-owned nonprofit, including my own. You can go to asktheiceman.com, scroll down to the donate button. All we're asking for today is $5. Instead of giving Subway $5 for them nasty-ass sandwiches, donate $5 to my nonprofit. And what fundraising for today is for clothing for inner-city children, primarily African-American children. And we're just asking that you go to asktheiceman.com, scroll down to the donate button. When you click it on, you'll see the name of my nonprofit. Just click on that and they'll ask you how much you want to donate. All you got to donate is $5 today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not asking you to, I'm not asking you to donate your life savings. Black folks, we got to support black people who are doing positive things. And that starts with you. And obviously, I can't make you do anything, but if you're tuning into my show, there's a reason why you're tuning into my show. And I think it's out of respect, you should donate sometime. I'm not asking you to donate every week, but some of you guys are not donating at all. And I feel that's totally disrespectful. How would you like it if you were trying to fundraise and nobody donated any money to your cause? You would feel disrespected. You can donate to the Red Cross, but you can't donate to a black nonprofit. I think there's some self-hate going on there. You digs? You tune in to the Iceman Show. I'm your host, the Iceman. We're doing the triple cast as usual. If you want to be on the air, the guest call-in number for blogtalkradio.com is area code 646-668-2291. 646-668-2291. That's the guest call-in number for Blog Talk Radio. If you want to be on the air, choose option 1. And a code will pop up on my computer screen, and that will let me know you want to be on the air. You digs? So, in the spirit of giving, and this tis the season, go to asktheiceman.com and donate, please, people. Come on, man. Black people, we are better than that. But we're not acting like it. We can go to Walmart and Target and Amazon online and spend all our money, but when it comes to black men and women who own businesses, we have a habit of just be like, I ain't giving her my money. I ain't giving that Negro my money. But you'll go over there and give Charlie your money, and he'll call you the N-word. And you'll still give him your money. You go to Chinese, you go to these Asian-owned beauty salons and nail shops to get your nails done, but you'll drive right past a black-owned salon that does all that and does it at a fair price. But your attitude is, I ain't giving no black woman my money. You ought to be ashamed of yourself if that's how you think. So prove me wrong and go to asktheiceman.com, scroll down to the donate button, and donate $5 today. That's all we're asking for, $5 minimum. That's it. Come on, Facebook. Where you at? I see the same people every show. Come on, man. Y'all got good jobs. Come on, man. Y'all ain't fooling nobody. I see family in the chat room here. What's up with that? Y'all got jobs? Let's be for real. Remember, when you donate, that is a tax-deductible donation that you can write off on your 2019 taxes. So you get a double benefit. The first benefit is you affect change and you help black-owned businesses, but you also get a tax benefit the next year. So it's not free. You're getting something for your $5. So let's stop being niggas. Let's stop acting like niggas and act like black people. Okay? All right. Enough of that. We got a lot of stuff to cover tonight. Got a lot of stuff to cover tonight. You digs? Dave East. Brother, I don't recognize you. You did? Damn, that's a long time ago, bruh. That's probably like 4 or 5 years ago when I used to do them type of videos. Because, you know, I used to do that because you never know what kind of heathens are on here. And you never know what kind of heathens are on here. So I'm careful. But, you know, now, I mean, I got backup now. So if somebody stepped to me wrong today and think they're going to get my address and all that kind of stuff, come on with it, dog. I got something for you. I got something for you, player. You run up on the ice, man, I guarantee I'm going to put you on your back. Ain't going to be no fist fight either. So any of you white supremacists out there who want to get at the Iceman kind of sideways, please run up so I can give you some of that South Central whiplash at center mass and right here in your forehead. So run up. So you can get done up. You ain't dealing with no scary black man. I ain't like these other black men out here that kowtow and kiss ass. You ain't gonna run up on me and not get something in return. They always think black men are scared because all we do is grin and smile and huck a buck in the workplace, in public, and everywhere else. You always see brothers kissing ass. So when I deal with a lot of these people in society, these bullies, they get offended when they see I'm not a scary black man. You dig? And that goes into what we're talking about today on the Iceman Show. Remember, we're doing a triple cast. Now, remember, now, real talk, where online or otherwise can you get a triple cast? Okay? We're on 3 platforms tonight. We're on YouTube live stream, Facebook Live, and Blog Talk Radio, where you can call in, you know, what's on your mind. I encourage you to call in. Let's have a discussion, black folks, or anybody. I don't care what race you are. Call in and let's have a discussion. I'm going to kind of go backwards and work my way to the front because there's a couple of things on my mind that I need to talk about today, man. It's not funny when somebody when people lose their lives, but I'm going to give you a backdrop of what's happening in Northern Cali. You know, that's probably about, you know, good 500-600 miles from me. And I've driven through that area, and it is a treacherous. I-5 is no joke, dog. I don't know about Highway 101 because I ain't never took 101 past Malibu. But I can tell you, man, I-5 is no joke going through them forests and going up them mountains. It's treacherous. And in that area of Chico and Paradise and all those areas in California that have been totally decimated, let me give you some background on why I say the spirit of Ogun. Okay, if you study voodoo, which is a spirituality that originated in places like Haiti, it's not evil. It is a black spirituality that the slaves brought over from West Africa. And the spirit of Ogun is our ancestors. Every time we have a hurricane, what the American meteorology folks don't tell you is that them hurricanes start not too far from West Africa. And they come all the way through the Atlantic, through the Caribbean, and usually, you know, touch bases, Florida, Gulf, the Gulf of Mexico, in that area, which, you know, the panhandle, the Florida panhandle got wiped out, as well as the, you know, hitting the East Coast. Now, we do get the El Nino stuff, hurricanes coming in from the Pacific, but, you know, we don't get too much of that. We mainly get typhoons. We get the tail end of typhoons. Okay? But the fires that are always popping up in California around Santa Bernardino, because we had two areas that burned down. It was the Northern Cali area and the Ventura County and Santa Barbara County area. Let me explain something to you. Let me cover Northern California first. Northern California is a bunch of white supremacists. So the spirit of our ancestors and the fact that we got these, what do they call them, climate change deniers. Thank you, Justin. I ain't seen you in a minute, brother. How you doing? How's it going, brother? I hope everything's good, man. I know we used to conversate back in the day. I hope everything is good. By the way, if you guys here, Facebook, I mean, YouTube, y'all got, let me give you guys my Facebook handle. That's my Facebook handle. So, Justin, if you want to friend me up on Facebook, if you haven't already, I think you're already one of my. Are you still playing the bass? still thunder thumbs, brother. Hey, I got my bass over here. Let me show you, bro. Yeah, brother. Yeah, this ain't no Fender Jazz. It's a Fender Jazz knockoff. Okay, but I saw it. They had it on sale, and I was like, I got it on sale. Okay. Yeah, brother. Real talk. All right now. Get it done. Make sure everything is everything. But anyway, cool. That'll work, brother. Anyway, y'all go to Blog Talk Radio. The guest call-in number is 646-668-2291. Now remember, you gotta hit. You gotta hit option one. I think in order to be on the air. So if you don't hit that, then I'm not gonna push the button because I don't want you to be. You know, some cats be like, hey, bro, I'm just listening. So you know, I don't have a problem with you listening, but I just want people to call in because we need to. You know, we need to conversate, man. We need to be talking about this stuff. But what I was saying about Northern California, Chico, Paradise, and some of them other areas around there, I don't think the Emerald Triangle got hit. You know, I don't think the weed the three weed counties, Mendocino and all them, I don't think they got hit. Thank God they didn't. Because, you know, one of these days I'm going to drive down to, you know, I'm going to make my way down there to Northern Cali, get me some of that kush, some of that good kush. Yes, eggs. But anyway, Paradise, for example, let me tell you about Paradise, California. Paradise, California, back in the 70s and 80s, was a sundown town. And black folks, those of you who are my age, you know what a sundown town is. This is a town where they tell all black folks that, nigger, by the time them streetlights come on, you better have your black ass at home or you're going to get strung up. Okay? That was the mentality of the Caucasians that live in Paradise, California. And as a resort, and here's what they used to do back in the 70s and 80s. Here's what they used to do. Whenever a black family bought a house they would harass them so badly, write nigger on the side of their house, write nigger on their cars, harass police pulling them over, that type of stuff, cops and niggers. And what they would do is they would run these black people out of town. After a while, they would sell the house. I've heard of one instance where a black family was bidding on a house. And the real estate, here's the white supremacist real estate agent. Here's what he or she did. What they did is they let other Caucasian people in the town know that that house was for sale. So when the black folks got ready to buy the house, a whole bunch of Caucasian people in the city, in the town, bought that house so that black family couldn't buy it. This is the type of stuff they used to do. So I have no love for Paradise, California. And again, in the spirit of Ogun and our ancestors, I ain't talking about white Jesus. I'm talking about our ancestors, spirituality of our ancestors. You can call on that, but the problem with you guys are religious and you're not spiritual. See, religion is dogma. And symbology, but it's not spiritual. That's why a lot of you guys are still evil as hell, and you go to church every Sunday. You're evil as hell, as well as being self-hating and self-deprecating, because you live in a system that is called white supremacy, and your only way to react with it because you deny that it exists, and you do not want to confront it head on, your way is to curse black men and women like me who stand up for themselves, because you don't stand up for yourself. If you're a black man or woman and you work in corporate America, I guarantee you don't stand up for yourself. I guarantee you let stuff slide on a daily basis. But then you'll come on Facebook and be like, man, fuck that nigga, man. I ain't supporting his ass. So what, he frat? I got frat brothers who don't support me. That ain't no big deal, though. No big deal. Believe it or not, I've had Asian and Caucasian people who have donated to my nonprofit, and they're like, hey, man, just, you know, this is on a low. I support what you do, Iceman. You know, I'm a Caucasian person. I support what you do. Think I get that from black people? No. Or what I get from black people is, man, do some more comedy videos, man. That's what I get from black folks. But here's what I say about that whole area about Santa Barbara County, where Michael Jackson's Never Never Land used to be. We all know that's nothing but a bunch of white supremacists that live in Santa Barbara County, Ventura County, all that ain't nothing but a bunch of white supremacists. I remember one time my uncle took us to the Dallas Cowboy training camp, and it used to be at Cal Lutheran University down there in Thousand Oaks. And I'm gonna tell you right now, man, them, you know, outside of that football camp, outside of that training camp, brother, white supremacists, Oxnard, all that is white supremacy central. But I'm gonna tell you right now what I say about all those areas, including Chico and Paradise, California. I'm gonna say what Malcolm X said, and I paraphrase: the chickens are coming home to roost by way of the environment, with the climate change problems that we're having, with the polar ice cap up there at the Arctic, in the Arctic, and up there in that northern area, up there at the North Pole, that is melting. And you got polar bears just walking around looking like they smoking crack. They can't find any food. Their environment is shrinking. And you got people like Trump sitting up there talking about, oh, well, no big deal. I ain't going to be around to see it anyway. I'm already 71 years old. You know, how many more years is he going to live? Especially eating McDonald's food. So he don't care. And most of these white supremacists don't care. Everywhere the Caucasian man and woman has set foot, the indigenous people of that land were destroyed. Their spirituality, their religion, the spirituality was destroyed. Their way of life was destroyed. And their language was destroyed, and they were raped, sodomized, and just obliterated. And what you have left now is a shell of human beings. Everywhere the Caucasian sets foot, he and she destroy everything. And they come around talking about, oh, we're here to conserve, we're here to take care of you. No, you ain't. We don't need your help. That's why I said I'm going to talk about North Sentinel Island. We're going to talk about that. Oh, we're going to talk about North Sentinel Island. But I'm going to paraphrase what Malcolm X said. He said, the chickens are coming home to roost. And I say what is happening right now, because it's going to happen every year. Remember, the wildfires in California only happen maybe once every couple, 2-3 years. Notice they're happening almost every month. They're happening almost every other month. And I say it's justice for what you have done to the indigenous people of America, black Indians, us. That's karma. No bad deed goes unpunished. Remember that. So when you do dirt to somebody else or a group of people based on your bullshit white supremacy ideology or your self-hating and you're self-deprecating, you are going to get karma. It's going to hit you, bruh. It's going to hit you, sister. It gets all of us. Not just me and not just you, but all of us. Remember that. Got a lot of people that do a lot of dirt when they're in their 20s and 30s, and then when they get in their 40s and 50s, they get that payback. They get that karma. We're going to go to the phones real quick. I want to hear what the players got. Oh, this my man dropped off. Hey, call in, people. Area code 646-668-2291. Hey, the person that called in, a couple people that called in, hey, come call back in, man. Because I'm monitoring all three interfaces at one time. I'll get to you. I ain't going to forget about you. What up, Triple T Kill? Remember, ladies and gentlemen, it is, remember, Facebook. Listen to me. If you want to be in the know and you want to get those email notifications every time we do the Players Pod, the Players Circle podcast, or we do the, or like we do today, the Iceman Show podcast, Super Donation $5 Tuesday, subscribe to my Mad Voodoo Man channel. Let me give it to you. Mad Voodoo Man. Subscribe to my channel so you be in the know. That's my channel on YouTube. Subscribe, and that way you're getting upfront information. Cause Cass will send me emails and be like, "Hey, Ice, I didn't know you was on the air yesterday." You know, and I'm like, "Dude, you gotta subscribe to my Mad Voodoo Man channel." Okay, you guys got all that information. Also, Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Here's my Twitter handle, The Iceman Show, and then my Instagram is The Iceman Show. So, hey, follow me. It ain't going to cost you no money to follow me on Twitter. That Twitter is probably the best way to get in contact with me or for me to let you know what we're doing here on the Player Circle podcast on Saturdays, where we talk about dating and relationships only. And then Tuesday, usually Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday, we do The Iceman Show podcast. And that's what this is. But this is $5 donation Tuesday. Please go to asktheiceman.com, scroll down to the donate button, and donate $5 today. It's a tax-deductible donation, and you're helping black kids, okay? You tune in to The Iceman Show. I'm your host, The Iceman. North Sentinel Island is, I believe, right off the coast of India, and is in the Indian Ocean. There has been very little contact with these people. They are black people. Let me get this straight. Let me tell you something. How many times have you seen Indians who were darker than I am? Huh? These folks are, yeah, they say that their genes are make them Asian, but you can't have an Asian unless you come from black. Okay? You got to come from a black woman. You digs? That's why going around being racist toward black people is a waste of you other racist time, because I'm daddy to you. The black woman is mama to you. Without the black man and the black woman, yeah, the people you hate, the people with the wide noses you talk shit about, the people with the big lips you talk about, the people with according to you, absurdly big behinds, but yet you go to the plastic surgeon and pump collagen in your lips looking like a freak and an ape. You get your nose fixed, and then you put that hydrogel in your asses, and you look ridiculous. I can always tell a fake ass. You see a lot of that down in Latin America. I've been to a lot of Latin American countries, and the plastic surgery that you see down in Mexico and some of the Central American countries and South American countries I've been to, that shit is the most monster, freakish looking shit I've ever seen in my life. And these women don't even care. They don't care that they look like monsters. walk around with big ass, ridiculous looking lips. They don't even look like black people's lips. They look ridiculous. But North Sentinel Island is an island that has never been colonized. And not as long as they got white supremacy, they'll still be around. And every time I think some Europeans and some Americans have made some contact with them, but I don't think it was to the extent where they were welcome still. Maybe they didn't kill them like they killed this dude, this John Chow dude. Now, notice his get down. He looks like a half Asian, half Caucasian person. You should be very leery. And I'm not trying to be nasty here. You need to be really leery about these half race or mixed race people. Because you might look at them and still see an Asian person, but they think like a white person, a Caucasian person. And you got all these apologists all over Facebook talking about, you got these ex-felons who've been in prison and, you know, they've been religified in prison because that got them parole. And you got black people on Facebook caping for this dude. He tried to pull the same shit that the UK, the British pulled, the Dutch pulled, the French, the Italians, the Germans, and the Spanish. And did I say the Portuguese? All of those European countries raped and pillaged Africa, as well as other parts of the world. And when they were either run out of there with sticks and stones and spears and or guns, like they did in Haiti, or with Capoeira, the Europeans put these countries in a position where they were just naked economically. So you're talking about, if you say, well, that country, the British or the French or the Dutch or the Spanish left that particular country, 100 years ago, why are these people still poor? Because they get penalized. And the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, is owned by the Rothschilds. What they do is provide predatory loans to these former colonies. And they put these colonies in a position where they're damn near might as well be colonized, because they're colonized, their banking system is colonized, and their economy is colonized. Because they'll say, okay, we'll give you $3 billion, but we want the interest rate is 10%. And by the way, you can't trade with other neighboring countries. You can only trade with France or the U.S. or Canada or somebody like that. That's the kind of stuff they do. Do some research on these African countries. I don't care nothing about Latin America or Asia, none of them countries. I'm only speaking of Africa, the countries in Africa. So this guy tried to pull the whole religious I come in peace hustle. Because here's what happened. If they didn't kill his ass, what he would have done is he would have made contact with those people, gave them some bullshit gifts, like coconuts and a hog, which they killed the last time some of these Europeans went on came over there. They gave them a hog. And you know what they did to that hog? They killed that hog and buried it. I think they might have taken those coconuts. But then they still start throwing them spears. You dig? And so what they ended up doing, what they would have done, here's what they would have done. What they would have done, he would have made contact with them. And then what they would have, he would have done, he would have gone back to the States. And then the fake white supremacist Christian churches, because here's what they did during slavery. They sent the priest, the Pope, whoever was the Pope at the time, back in the 1400s, he signed off. This is why you can't let the Roman Catholic Church off the hook. The Pope at the time, I forgot the name of the Pope, he authorized sending priests to what is known as Brazil today and other areas around the world. And what they did is say, what's happening, Mark Smith? We're talking about. Let me post it. Hold on. Let me do that real quick. I'll let me give it to you. Yeah, let me put that in there. So, because usually I put it in there for you guys, and I didn't do that today. My apologies. Can you see that in the chat room, everybody? We're talking about Trump's border policy, North Sentinel Island, Black Friday foolishness, and the Northern Cali fires. And so what they would do is send the Catholic priests in to the native people. And what he would do is he would give them Bibles and crosses and all kind of stupid stuff. And obviously these were, you know, right, people who have melanin, the melanated people of the world, because I don't say minorities or people of color. What the hell is a people of color? Just say black folks. Stop being scared. Everybody, stop being scared and call into Blog Talk Radio. Stop being scary, man. Nobody going to bite your ass. But they were sending the Catholic priests in there to soften the people up. And if the people reacted like those black folks on North Sentinel Island, they would say, the priests would leave, get back on them boats and sail back to Portugal or Spain or the Netherlands or Germany or wherever they were from. And they would tell the monarchies there that, hey, those niggers down there, hey man, they're not taking this religion too good, too kindly. And so what the monarchy would do is authorize lethal force. And then they would send the military in with the priests, and they would come on shore and they start killing all the men. And then they would rape and sodomize the women and the children. Now, I know this is hard to hear, ladies and gentlemen, but it is what it is. The European, the Euro-American, they have gone all around the world raping men and children and women, which is why we have been poisoned with pedophilia and homosexuality. That stuff did, we had no diseases. You have to understand, the Caucasian from the Euro-Caucasian is a diseased population. They have way more diseases than we do. A lot of us might be afflicted with high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes, but a lot of them have diseases I have never heard of. never, that black people don't get. And the reason why they get those diseases is because of genetic mutation. Do your research on this stuff. And see, that's something they're not going to tell you. Come on, YouTube. Let's raise $50 tonight. Okay? We are at $20 right now. Let's get to $50. Come on, YouTube. Come on, Facebook. If you're in the spirit of giving, let's give. Go to asktheiceman.com, scroll down to the donate button, and get your swerve on. Come on, man. $5 Tuesday. $5 donation Tuesday. Let's get it cracking. Let's get it crack-a-lacking. It is a known fact that when they sailed, chopped down trees, built boats, and floated their monkey ass over there to the West African coastline, these people had no skills, because you have to understand, all they did in Europe before that time is kill each other and starve and be diseased. That's all they did. So when they came in contact with the African, they gave him and her and the children their diseases. Let me give you an example. They would go to the coast of Africa, and they would either deal with slave brokers, or they would just run down there and catch black folks like they did on Roots, brand them. That's where, like, you know, all our fraternities, the Sigmas, some Alphas do it. I'm an Alpha. Some Alphas brand. I ain't getting no brand. And the Qs and the Sigmas love getting brands. You know where that comes from, right? That comes from slavery, from them branding us. And what they would do is brand us based on the ship that they were putting us on. So they would scald us like that and give us third-degree burns, and then line us up naked and get on the boat. And while we're sailing to America or the Caribbean or to Brazil, down to South America, the nasty-ass, rotten-teeth, stinking-ass crewmen, as well as the captain, would sodomize the men and the children, and especially the women, and rape the women. Was all rape. And see, the Caucasians that came from Europe, you know how we got gonorrhea, syphilis, and chlamydia, and all these nasty venereal diseases? That, if you don't know the origin of venereal diseases, that comes from Caucasians. Look, I know there's going to be some Caucasians in the room listening and watching. I'm sorry. I'm telling your business. How the Caucasian passed venereal diseases like syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia was by having sex with sheep, goats, and cows, and other assorted farm animals. When human beings come in sexual contact with animals, which is called bestiality, when you're having sexual relations with animals, that's called bestiality. Almost every 50 states in the union has a bestiality law. Why? Because of Caucasians and Hispanic males having sex with animals. Larry Flint admitted that he had sex with chickens on their farm in Kentucky. Larry Flint, that owns Hustler Enterprises. I read his book in Barnes & Noble. I read his book in like 2 or 3 hours because it was a very good book. It wasn't a very long book. It was only like 250 pages. I can read my ass off. I told you, I've read hundreds of books. That's where I get a lot of this info from. I ain't just up here blowing smoke out my ass or talking out of my neck like most black folks do. Yeah, I got 2 master's degrees, but that don't mean nothing. I ain't learned nothing from that crap. Not this, the knowledge that I've had already from life experience and reading. But how they passed venereal diseases to us was they was raping us. That's why, you know, I find it hard to really fathom how some black men and women are so comfortable dating and marrying Caucasians. Because you have to understand, as far as the racial pecking order is concerned in America, that Caucasian man that you're messing around with and that woman you're messing around with, they are at the top of the food chain and you're at the bottom. You understand me? You're not equal. Not under a system of white supremacy. You think you equal? Good luck. A Caucasian woman down in Dallas, in the Dallas area, killed her black husband. And you know what her excuse, her defense was? I'm a victim of domestic violence. Yet people, family members who know both of them said there was no domestic violence. But how we got venereal diseases from Caucasians was them raping us. And then we start passing it around to each other till, you know, up until present day. So if you want to know where venereal diseases come from, those of you who are RNs and doctors and other epidemiologists and all kinds of folks that do that deal with public health, you either know this stuff and you're in denial or you don't. I think most of you don't know it. So if that nasty little sneaky bastard, that so-called missionary that went over to North Sentinel Island, when he went over there, he could have infected the whole island with his nasty diseases. See, this is where your Christian religion comes from. These rapists, these pedophiles, and these murderers, and colonists, and imperialists. That's where your Christian religion comes from. And you want to sit around on Facebook arguing with me about how ridiculous it is for you to be calling yourself a Christian. No self-respecting black man or woman would ever call themselves a Christian, and no self-respecting black woman would ever call themselves a feminist, because all that stuff comes from white supremacy. Just because it's white females that are pushing feminism, you think that they're not equal white supremacists as their male counterparts? You're a dumbass if you believe that Caucasian women care about you. And it's just the males that are the problem. You got a long road ahead of you, buddy. You really do. You got a long road ahead of you. You tune in to the Iceman Show. Yeah, measles and mumps don't come from us. Measles and mumps and all those viruses come from Europe. Hey, Goodman, I know you're a white supremacist. Don't make me block your ass. Hey, why don't you learn how to spell? Let me tell you something. You white supremacists, let me tell you something about you white supremacists. No, you're not mixed race. What are you, Mexican and white? That's not mixed race. Fucking idiot. Let me school this dude. Hey, don't block his ass. AIDS came from the CDC, you monkey. Hey, you white supremacists, let me tell you something. HIV and AIDS came from the CDC. And then it was spread to Africans through the World Health Organization mass smallpox inoculation. You ain't black, motherfucker. If you were black, you wouldn't be talking that dumb shit, talking about an inferior brain size. If I'm black and you're part black and you're talking about I have a small pea-sized brain, then that means you have the same pea-sized brain because your black genes are dominant and your Caucasian genes are hella recessive. You fucking idiot. If you wanna debate me, motherfucker, let's go. I got your ass. Hold up. Hey, YouTube. You know I can't light a motherfucker up. Don't block his ass. Hey, check this out. You know I can't light a motherfucker up without putting my hat to the side, nigga. Let me tear his ass up. Let me get into him. Hey, Brown Sausage, love you, brother. See you in the house. How you doing, brother? Let me light this motherfucker up. Don't block none of them motherfuckers. Let me just say this here. Your atheism ain't got shit to do with you being a white supremacist. Let me tell you something. Viruses like rubella and chickenpox and smallpox, all that shit comes from your nasty ass. Because all you did in Rome and in the UK and Germany and all those areas was fuck each other in the asses, practice your bullshit-ass Christian and Roman Catholic religions, kill each other, study the Germanic Wars. All the Irish, the Scots, the Wales, the British, the Spanish, the Portuguese, all they did was fight each other and starve. Hell, let me tell you something about Europe. If it wasn't for the Moors that marched over there to Europe, you would have no political system. You would have no medical system. You would have nothing. That's why we schooled your asses. Do you know Europeans back then and going back to the 1300s, 1400s, 1500s, do you know these stupid motherfuckers used to have their farm animals in the house? They used to have their, that's where they get dogs and cats being in the house. Now, see, dogs and cats are smart enough not to shit all over the place if you train them right and they not sick. Exactly. And a lot of those recessive mutation, genetic mutations come from them procreating with their sisters and brothers, like they used to do in the Appalachians. But what they would do is the Europeans didn't have any resources and it was cold as fuck up there. So what they would do is go to Africa and Asia and Central America and what is known as Mexico and the South America in South America, and they would rape, not only rape the men, children, and the women, but they would also steal the timber, the bauxite, the gypsum, and they would steal all of these minerals and resources, send that shit back to Europe and then the Americas, and that's how they built their empire. And when the Moors went over there to Europe, they civilized these beasts. Because when they came over there, the Neanderthal was walking on all fours, living in caves. You have to understand, the reason why you see all these Caucasian males in America raping women is because that's what they did in Europe. That's what they did all through the 1600s, the 1700s, the 1800s, the 1900s, and the 21st century, or the 20th century. Caucasian women have just recently been trying to report Caucasian men raping them. That's something. Look, let me tell you something. I have dated, I don't know how many Caucasian women back in the day, and half of them have been raped, either by a stranger, a boyfriend, or a family member. And some of them have been very honest and said to me that raping women is something that is acceptable in our community. This came from their lips. See, when you live around Caucasians, you realize how deprecating they are and how evil they are and how narcissistic they are. The Moors had to tell the Europeans to stop having their sheep and land and their goats and all them animals in the house. Are you gonna tell me that I'm inferior to you? No, you're inferior. You're genetically inferior, and that's not me. That's not the Iceman talking. That's fact. That's science, motherfucker. Now let me give you some more of that work. The Moors taught you political systems. The Greeks had to go over to the University of Timbuktu in Mali to get educated. That's where Aristotle studied. That's where Socrates studied. But they get all the credit. The University of Timbuktu taught politics, science, mathematics, economics. We some bad motherfuckers, but we have been beat down by a system, a global system of white supremacy. So black men and women, we can't reach our potential until we get off the corporate plantation and start building a black economy and stop fucking around. You see these assholes shooting us in Kroger's, race soldiers posting at police officers, killing us. There's a race war going on right now. And they're going to continue to keep killing us until black men wake up, stand up, grab a gat, and stand opposed. Stop being a smiling, grinning, ass-kissing bitch nigga. Yeah, I said it. You can unfriend me, Facebook. Now, let me continue to get this piece of shit that work. Nigga, I'm just getting started. The Caucasian woman has always been raped and disrespected by their own men. That's why a lot of them turn to lesbianism. And lesbianism comes from the Greek island of Lesbo. You need to study that shit. See, in order for black... See, the reason why a lot of black men and black women are lost is because you don't read. You don't study. You don't research. You want to sit up here and keep bullshitting, going out there on Black Friday, blowing your retirement on the, with them credit cards, going out there buying all them PS4s and cheap-ass Chinese-made 32-inch Emerson TVs and DVD players. You buying all that garbage with your TANF money. All you see at Walmart, Target on Black Friday is a bunch of welfare Hispanic women and nasty-ass fat black women. Fuck out of here. That behavior is abhorrent. And the reason why it's acceptable in black society is because, don't block his ass no more. Don't block his ass. Be the Great B, you probably didn't know. Don't block him. I want that motherfucker to keep talking shit. Exactly, Jamon, J-H. We did a lot better when we were segregated, and we need to be segregated today. When my frat brother Thurgood Marshall got that, won that Brown versus the Board of Education, what they didn't tell you is that these coon-ass niggas from the NAACP told Thurgood Marshall and them, because what Thurgood Marshall and them said in their argument, they wanted the same economic resources from the Department of Education to run these black schools because they were separate and unequal. And what the coons did at the NAACP is they, don't worry about the money part. They was about to get broke off. Do you know how much money we talking? We talking trillions of dollars was taken off the table because of people like of that day, the John Randolph? All of them fake ass civil rights leaders went to Thurgood Marshall and them said, "Hey man, don't ask for no money." That's why black schools are poor today, because and that's why they set up that property tax system, because they know that taxes are going to be a lot lower in black neighborhoods. So those schools, instead of getting the same resources that the white schools got, we get less money. And black women, with your feminism and your I can do it by myself, all I need is a sperm donor and child support for 18 years, you are forced to live in these rundown areas, these dilapidated areas with shitty schools, and you are in effect putting your children and their children, next generations, having them locked in as impoverished, or you're going to be the working poor. How many times, brothers and sisters, have you gone to Burger King's, KFC's, and seen beat down black women and men working there? Huh? Come on now. Let's get real. Yeah, don't block them assholes. Let them back in the room. Because I want to continue to light their asses up. Exactly, Ty Cromwell. HIV and AIDS is a man-made construct. Yeah, A. Philip Randolph. Thank you, Brown Sausage. I think that's the guy I'm talking about. Those coons, those fake-ass civil rights ministers, went to Thurgood Marshall and told them to take the economic resource part out of the lawsuit. You see how they do us? You got, what's the name of that coon? Who's the guy, that black congressman who is, that black congressman that's over Prince George's County in Maryland? What's his name? Elijah Cummings. Did you see that coon ass nigga on the news yesterday talking about, that's not a good thing for, you know, Donald Trump to be spraying them immigrants with tear gas. Let me explain something to you. If they was a bunch of Haitians, you know what the mayor, let me tell you what the mayor of Tijuana, Mexico said about the Haitians. A lot of those Haitians go to Tijuana. And he said, you know what they do? He was very respectful. I was very surprised, because most of the time, them Mexicans are they the most disrespectful out of all the Hispanics, because they are the niggers of the Latinos. Yeah, I said it. Nah, I don't get it from the Daily Mail. I get it from your mama's ass, Goodman. That's where I get my information from, you piece of shit. You genetically inferior piece of shit. And fuck your mama for having you. So basically, what these guys essentially did is they fucked us. That's what, if you want to, let me explain something to you. if a, let me tell you something. Let me go back to that whole Tijuana thing. The mayor of Tijuana, Mexico, said this weekend, he said the Haitians, when they come to our country, they got their paperwork. They got all their paperwork. He said they got birth certificates. They got all that shit. He said they, and he showed, and there was a picture of all these Haitian brothers lined up. They were clean. They were dressed. They didn't look like they stunk like them people in that off that caravan. He said they line up. He said they go to the consulate. He said they get their temporary visas to work in Mexico. He said they don't cause no trouble. They don't break laws. They're friendly. And they're learning Spanish. They didn't have to tear gas those Haitian brothers because they came in peace. Now, look at these invaders who are trying to come over to this country. Now, I guarantee if that was some black folks, Elijah Cummings wouldn't have been on TV saying a motherfucking thing. You got to understand, these black male politicians and some of these brothers that be around here giving these other races racism a pass when they get at us like that, when they gaffle us. Let me explain something to you. A lot of these guys want interracial sex from these Hispanic women. Let me give you a news flash. Them women don't want black men. They might in passing see you and say, oh, he got a nice dick print. Oh, they got nice bodies. But they ain't going to date you, dude. The ugly ones ain't going to date you, and the fine ones ain't going to date you. And you might want to check their personal hygiene before you fuck with them anyway. Wink, wink. Everything is shiny, ain't gold. Everybody go to asktheiceman.com, scroll down to the donate button and donate $5 today. Everybody is $5 Tuesday. I welcome all donations. If you can donate more, thank you. I appreciate it. But if you can only donate $5, I appreciate it, man. You dig? Facebook, if you want to interact with me via the chat room, if you want to ask me any questions related to the topic of the day, feel free to chime in. The guest call-in number on Blog Talk Radio is area code 646-668-2291. 646-668-2291. You can call in and talk with the Iceman. You digs? But we got 4 minutes left on Blog Talk Radio. If anybody wants to call in real quick, let's get a quick call in. Come on, guys. Stop being scary. Come on, man. Cats be scared. I remember one time I had a sister send me an email, and she said, I was scared. I was going to call your show, but I was scared. I said, you real knowledgeable about stuff. I didn't want you to bite my head off. I'm like, sister, I ain't going to bite your head off unless you come at me disrespectfully. I have no reason to dog. Well, I'm an even-handed person. But I'm going to tell you right now, when this hat get turned to the side, somebody getting that work. Yeah, Goodman, why don't you call in, motherfucker? Call in, you piece of shit. But North Sentinel Island, that is one of the last vestiges of black manhood. Those brothers, they said there was kids, there was little 10-year-old kids out there with spears throwing them at them sons of bitches. The Indian police had to pass a law to tell people not to go over there. And the people that missionary paid to float his ass over there on one of them little dinghies, them little motorboats, they said they're going to get prosecuted because they know they're not supposed to do that. I guarantee they paid them a grip. Motherfucker, you ain't finna do shit. Get your cracker ass on the air, bitch nigga. Come on with it. I dare your ass to call in. You got 2 minutes, motherfucker. Call in with your bitch ass. You genetically inferior motherfucker. Matter of fact, won't you tell your fat ass mayonnaise, Nutella mama eating ass, tell your mama to call in. So I can put something in her mouth. The Moors schooled the Europeans. And then the Europeans turn around and start murdering people all over the world. Does that sound like a civilized person to you? We got 90 seconds. Come on, bitch nigga, call in. Oh, I forgot. You got a mayonnaise sandwich in your mouth. Going once, going twice, little bitch nigga. Let me get it. Let me continue to get this motherfucker this work, this historic, this work. Because you know what? Hey, I would never debate you, dog. You know why? Let me quote Dr. John, the late great Dr. John Henry Clark. I only debate my equals. Everybody else, I teach. And that definitely is directed at your silly ass. You piece of shit. You're right. You and your mama ain't worth debating. Your ass can't talk anyway. You got to a Nutella sandwich in your goddamn mouth. Why don't you tell the mayonnaise militia to call me? Piece of shit. I knew your bitch ass wasn't gonna call in.